If you're just tuning in to today's second date update, Alicia is on the phone and she wants to call a dude named Gino. They met online. She thought he was funny. They ended up going out for dinner. Then they went to an arcade after. And when she got home, he actually sent her a survey about the date, probably as a creative way to ask her out again. She filled out the survey. It even included a time and place for them to go out again. She filled all that out, but now he's not responding to her at all and she doesn't know why. So, speaking of surveys after a date, let's do one before the second date. Alicia.
Yes.
Are you ready to play Who Wants a Second Date?
Sure.
Okay. Here's your question. If you don't get a second date, are you A, going to yell at Gino? B, going to cry? C, going to yell at us? Or D, Portugal?
What?
Choose carefully, Alicia.
I'm going to say D.
I knew it.
Portugal.
Knew
wrong. That
Portugal.
Is wrong. It's not Portugal. I know that was a tempting answer, but no, that is not Portugal.
I hope this works out for you and it's just a case of he's been too busy. I doubt it, but that's what I'm still hoping for.
I'm really hoping that you guys can get a hold of him because I went through a long survey, filling out this survey for him, and I'd really just like to know why he didn't call me back.
Maybe the answer is Portugal. Who knows? We'll find out. I'm going to dial his phone right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Gino?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine. What is this about?
It's about you right now, Gino. Oh, that's what it's about.
Okay. A little confused right now. Why are you guys calling me?
Well, I'm calling you, Gino, because we got an email about you.
Now I'm more confused. Can you explain?
Sure. Her name is Alicia, and you guys went out on a date recently.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. We do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then they blow you off, you can email us and we'll call that person and find out why. So Alicia is wondering why you're not calling her back after she even filled out that survey you sent her.
Oh, my God. Alicia told you about the survey?
Yep. I actually thought it was a pretty cool idea.
I think we all thought it was a pretty cool idea. Funny. And, like, a great way to ask somebody out again.
Well, it's kind of, like, standard procedure for me just to, like, not waste anybody's time.
Oh, wait. You were doing it for real? It wasn't, like, a funny joke?
Yeah. I mean, I always ask people to fill out a survey just because, like, we don't want to waste time. If we're not compatible, it just sucks to wait like a month or two to figure that out.
I thought it was just like a flirty thing to be like, here's this survey, I'm a wacky dude, but we'll definitely go out again. You actually, like, you read over it and then decide if you want to date him again.
That's correct.
Whoa. Wait, you're not a business, you realize. Like, going out with you isn't the same as, like, eating food at a restaurant.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But again, it's in the interest of everybody to not waste our time, you know?
So you saw something in her responses to your survey that makes you not want to call her back?
Yeah, no, she's a nice girl, but definitely some red flags came up, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, what are some of those red flags? I mean, she didn't tell us any of the questions that were on the survey. I guess we could have asked her that, but...
Yeah, no, she definitely got some answers wrong.
How do you answer wrong when it's a survey? Isn't that just asking for your opinion?
Yeah.
An opinion can't be wrong.
Well, I mean, I guess in this case, it can be. Like, I mean, if you really want to know, like, we went out to dinner, and one of the questions was, what was your favorite part of dinner?
Uh-huh.
And she answered the salmon, and clearly the best part of dinner was the banana split sundae at the end. You know?
Come on.
Oh, wow. You're not being that picky, are you?
You're joking. That's not a red flag.
Let her like what she likes.
Well, to clarify, there's nothing technically wrong with her liking salmon. It's just that, to me, there's no comparison with the ice cream portion of the meal. So it's just a compatibility thing, you know?
What?
Okay.
People don't base compatibility on food likes.
Well, I'll elaborate. Another question that was incorrect was, what was your favorite part of the night? And she answered dinner. which again raised a serious red flag, because the best part of the night was no brainer, the arcade. Okay. I mean, come on, you know, and again, that's fine if she likes dinner better than an arcade, but you know, I'm like a young person. I'm not, you know, a grandparent yet. So
if you like dinner, so, you're an old person.
Yeah. Like she can't like dinner and you like arcades.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, salmon and dinner as opposed to ice cream and arcades. You know, I'm looking for somebody young at heart and fun.
What? I'm sorry, but you don't sound young and fun at all. You sound like kind of anal retentive and weirdly stuck on surveys.
Well, you actually sound like my mom right now, so.
Oh!
What? Well, I mean, think about it, though. If you say, like, you want somebody young and fun or whatever, you're sending out surveys after your dates.
Yeah, overanalyzing.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can call it that. To me, it's a big time saver and more time to have fun and be young.
But if you wanted to, if you wanted to save time, why didn't you just send her a survey before you even went out on the date and said, what do you prefer, video games or eating food? And if she would have picked eating food, then you know that you shouldn't have even started the date to begin with.
Well, I think that the human portion of the interview is also very important.
Oh, so you do that first, then the survey after.
Interview, okay.
Okay.
Dude.
Well.
So
basically, you just don't feel like you guys are compatible based on your interests.
It's not a perfect fit, no.
Okay.
You need to loosen up a bit, man. You could be missing out on someone who could be like an amazing partner.
Or I could just be getting rid of the people who aren't amazing partners.
Yeah, I guess you can look at it both ways.
Whatever,
no matter how you look at it, though, Gino, Alicia is on the other line and wants to talk to you. I know that for a fact.
Yes.
She is?
Yep. Unless she hung up. Alicia, are you there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Or what do you think about what Gino said?
Sounds like a survey question.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I think you're insane. It's a survey. Like, how are there wrong answers on the survey?
Well,
that makes no sense.
They're not wrong. It's just incompatible.
I'm just confused. Just because I enjoyed the salmon better than the ice cream, that's a problem?
Well, it's not a problem for you, but it's a problem for us. I mean, if, you know, the score doesn't add up at the end of the survey, it's just not going to work.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure why you're, like, writing me off as some old lady.
Look, Alicia, you are perfectly great, and there's nothing wrong with your answers. It's just that, you know, I'm looking for somebody who's going to be into arcades, and that's going to be the obvious answer every time. Climbing trees, going outdoors, like pizza parties. Those are more in line with, you know, the correct answers.
It sounds like you're looking to date a child.
Yeah, a child at heart, okay, who's into fun stuff. And, you know, there's clearly an age question and requirement on there anyway. So.
Oh, my God.
That is so weird. Alicia, did you get a sense for this on the date? Because from his description, he was running your date as if it was almost a job interview.
Yeah, I didn't feel like that at all.
I mean, it is kind of like a job interview if you're interviewing to be my girlfriend, and you know, I think it's fair for me to, you know, see what your qualifications are. And...
So you're saying that Alicia is not qualified to be your girlfriend?
I'm sure she would make a great girlfriend for somebody else.
Oh my God,
not for me.
Wow. Oh my God, I just feel like, Gino, you're taking like the humanity out of dating, right? It should be about chemistry and about how you connect with somebody and your trust level with them and your comfortability.
You know, I mean, I'll keep her on file.
Oh,
cool.
Well,
all right, we'll keep her on file.
Dude, this is beyond me. Like, I spent so much time filling out that survey, and little did I know that you were going to be judging me on the answers. You're such a jerk, dude.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't think of it as judging.
I know what you could say, Gino.
What?
You could say that you'll go out on a second date with Alicia. We'll pay for it. Yeah?
Hey.
I mean, as entertaining as that may seem, I just think that my time is better spent finding somebody who, you know, a little bit more compatible.
Wow.
Well, good. Like, I hope I actually never see you again.
Oh. Mm.
Makes
no
sense.
Second interview.
Yeah.
So no second date.
No.
Well, I appreciate that sentiment, Alicia, and I wish you the best of luck. And you're a great girl, and I'm sure you'll find a place that you fit in.
That did sound like a job interview letdown.
For